Vayera concludes with the incident of Akedas Yitzchak, the test that Avraham is given, his final test, according to many of the Rishonim, the most difficult test of taking his son to sacrifice him upon Hashem's request. What is unique about this test, amongst many aspects, is that the Torah explicitly writes that this was a test. It was after these things, V'Elokim nisa es Avraham. Hashem gave a test to Avraham. And despite the fact that we know from Chazal, the sages say in Pirkei Avos, Avraham had 10 tests, this is the only one in which it's explicitly mentioned that he had a test. And in fact, despite the fact that we hold almost everything in life is a test for us, and that the Torah is filled with them, there are actually only 4 references where there are explicit mentions that something was a test to the Jewish people. This is the first time that it's mentioned that Avram is given a test. At Har Sinai, after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe says to the Jewish people not to be afraid. The reason why Hashem reveals himself is Leva Avor Natsos Eschem, which the Ramban understands there as well. In order to test you, he has revealed himself to you. The word a test is also described by the man in a couple of different instances, that Hashem gave us the man in the Midbar as a test, and the description of a false prophet. Hashem describes, and if you ask, why would I send a prophet who's going to be a false prophet and it's going to be difficult for you, you should know it's all a big test. So there are a couple of references where the Torah explicitly says, I'm giving this challenge to you and it's a test. Now, whenever we have that situation, there's a major philosophical problem of exactly as to why would Hashem give us a test. Hashem, who is all-knowing, He knows what our potential is, He knows what we are able to handle, what we're not able to handle. What is the purpose of these tests? That it specifically and explicitly writes, Hashem is testing Avram. Doesn't He know exactly what Avram's capabilities are? So the Ramban's approach to this is as follows. Inyan ha-nisoyon hu l'da'ati. Since a person says in Ramban, in my opinion, the purpose of the test is the ma'asa ha'adam rishus muchlatus biyado. Our actions of man, each one of us as individuals, what we decide to do is entirely and completely up to us to choose. Im yirtza ya'asa, the im lo yirtza lo ya'asa. You want to behave in a certain way, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Our actions, our free will dictate what it is that we want to do. Says the Ramban, therefore, yikra ha-nisoyon mitzad ha-menusa. The purpose of the test is from the perspective of the one being tested, not, he writes, from the purpose from Hashem's perspective, because he knows very well what he wants from our perspective in testing us in our ability to choose how to behave. Vahotzi ha-davar min ha-koach el ha-poel. Here the Ramban begins again to describe a concept which he's going to have, we'll come back to many times, to take the abilities that we have, the strengths and the talents from potential and bring them into reality, bring them into existence. An architect will have no ability to say in his life, I went to school, I know how to build great buildings. What do you do? Nothing. I never decided to build anything. But I really could. I have the ability, I have the talent to do so. That's meaningless in this world. I don't care that you have the ability. What do you do? It's not just the potential, it's the actually bringing it out into fruition, a man's ability, I want to do, to create, to be. There's a difference of potential and actually doing. Says the Ramban, Hashem knows one's potential, and the purpose of the test is to take that potential that He knows you have it within you. But very often in life, we're only able to bring certain things out when you're forced into a situation where you have to reach deep down inside and bring out into reality that which existed in the form and realm of potential, but now it actually exists in the world. Says the Ramban, that's why the test is there. Not for Hashem's perspective, He knows what you can do, but for you to actually bring out and create the reality of those actions. And then the Ramban has another aspect, so that you should receive the reward not just for having a lev tov, for having good intentions and good potential, but you have the schar of a maisa tov. Now you have the reward for actually having done it in reality. The Ramban then concludes his discussion with the idea that many of us have heard, Hashem only gives tests to us, to people who can handle it. I never receive a test, you'll never receive a test if you can't handle it. By definition, the fact that you receive the test means that you can handle it. So that idea stems from this Ramban. The Ramban, after describing this idea that the whole purpose is to bring out from potential and to bring it into reality, concludes and says, V'don, you need to know, ki Hashem tzadik yivchan. Hashem only tests the righteous, kishuhu yodeyo v'tzadik shiyasa ritzono. He knows that he'll do what is needed of him. He knows that he'll pass and fulfill that which is required of him. And he wants lehatziko to merit that he should bring that potential out. He only tests the person who's going to do it. Says the Ramban, there is no purpose, nor does he give a test to a rasha, to a wicked person who's not going to listen and not fulfill that which he's asking of him to do. He wouldn't do it. The test only comes to the tzaddik who will listen and will then be able to take that and bring it out into fruition. That's the idea that many of us as we struggle with our own tests in life, have this Ramban to fall back on, that the purpose of the test is to take whatever it is that we're being asked to do, whatever it is that we need to reach down to be able to fulfill, it's there, and the only reason why we're being given this test is for the purpose of bringing that out into reality. Only the tzaddikim, says the Ramban, those who Hashem knows will bring that out, and will be Yaseh Ritzono, and He desires that we should be able to do so, they are the ones who are given those tests. And Kohan is Yonah Shibatera Letovos Hamanusa. Every test in the Torah, says Ramban, is for the benefit of the one giving the test. We think it's a struggle and it's a difficulty. Why am I being tested in this manner? Says Ramban, every test in the Torah is for the benefit of the one being tested, that he should have that.
Doesn't a Russia have to be tested to find out that he's a Russia?
No, I mean, Hashem knows what. Yeah, so knows a lot. Well, I don't need to prove to him. In other words, if you're not going to fulfill the potential that you have, then why would I give you the test that you should fail? Yeah, that's what the Ramban says. Everything is from Hashem's point of view. He knows what he's got. But he wants to take that potential and bring it into reality. If you're not going to do it, there's no reason to test you, because it's for our benefit to be given the test. He writes.